God wants you to speak faith.
In August of 1980, God gave instructions to me for Word of Faith Ministries. He said, proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, and train people to fulfill the Word of God. Now, let's get into today's message.
Well, praise the Lord, it's time once again for the Speak Faith broadcast. I'm glad you could join us again today. We're talking about an interesting topic. I know a lot of people are going, boy, Dr. Bill, you're coming up with some unusual topics to talk about. Yeah, the Lord's just been dealing with me on a lot of different things. And I think part of it is we need some people today that are in ministry that are willing to just say what needs to be said, when it needs to be said, to keep us on the right track. Now, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but let me just say this. I don't mind saying whatever needs to be said because, you know, what you think about me does not matter one whit. Amen. You know, I like a song that, let me just say this. There's not a lot of contemporary Christian music that's out today that's new, the new contemporary Christian music, that I care a whole lot about because a lot of it is just doubt and unbelief. I mean, straight up doubt and unbelief. Now, I'm a big fan of contemporary Christian music when it's done right and it's honoring the Lord and it's scriptural. And let me just say that again. And it's scriptural. Amen. You know, when this is just a little confession time here. When I was growing up, as a teenager, my music tastes were, actually still are, fairly eclectic. But I was really a little bit off the wall back in the day when I was a teenager. I listened to Alice Cooper and Black Sabbath and a bunch of junk. Okay? And so when I got born again, I wanted to find music that was more contemporary than most of the Christian music I had heard as a Southern Baptist. Just saying. Okay? And I know Keith Moore doesn't like that term, just saying, but I'm using it in the colloquial sense here. Anyway, the point is that I've tried to find contemporary Christian music, and I did. I finally found some, and it was okay. But then I heard, now this will be interesting for you, then I heard David Ingles. And David Ingles' music is not my style of music, certainly not the kind of music I listened to growing up as a kid. But it was so anointed, and he is still, so anointed, so powerful, so scriptural, I didn't mind that I didn't care much for the style of the music, per se. You know, country twangy. But you get to singing along with David Ingles on some of those songs, and the Holy Ghost just comes into the room, and the anointing is present, and you can get yourself healed listening to that music. Amen? How many times have you been fighting, you know, spiritually speaking, the good fight of faith concerning, say, your health, and found yourself saying, I am healed, I am whole, from the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were, and if we were, then I am. Amen. That's just good stuff. That'll bless you. Amen. Amen. So, I mean, good contemporary Christian music, and, you know, David Ingles may not be contemporary Christian music in one sense, but good Christian music will be a blessing and a help to you. Bad Christian music can drain you. It can get you off track. it can get you away from the Word of God. Man, there is stuff people are saying. You know, I remember Brother Kenneth Copeland talking about he went to a church one time, and they started singing some songs, and he got up and said, "Stop it! Stop it! That song is filled with unbelief." And he just had to stop the whole service and tell them that you have what you say. And if you go around saying, "Woe is me," and, you know, "I'm not going to make it," and we're dragging through the heat and the cold, but at the end of the journey, there's God. And, you know, "I'm a poor old sinner." It's going to affect you. Amen. Man, said all of that, it's not even on my topic. My topic is, there is truly, really evil in the world. Now, yesterday as I was going off the air, I was running out of time, but I was going off the air, I was talking about the fact that my dad used to teach an adult Sunday school class in the Southern Baptist Church, and he had that adult men's Sunday school class, and after he taught one time, the men, most of them were deacons in the church, had position, came up to him and says, "Oh, now, Mr. Bailey, you don't really believe there's a devil, do you?" And Dad said, "Well, of course there's a devil. I just got through quoting you a bunch of scripture about what Jesus said to the devil. And the devil left him for a while and so forth and so on, you know, and the whole thing about him, you know, Jesus being tempted and so forth." And they said, "Yeah, but now, you know, we believe." See, here we go. "We believe that, yeah, there's a fight of good and evil, but it's internal. It doesn't have anything to do with the devil." See, the devil loves the fact that you forget he's behind things. He doesn't mind you forgetting that he's the one behind stuff. Because we are in a fight, a spiritual fight. And if we think we don't have an enemy to fight, a real one, then we'll quit fighting. Amen. So we need to realize there truly is evil in the world. There truly is a devil in the world. And we need to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord so that we will not do the evil that he's trying to perpetuate, the devil is trying to perpetuate in the earth. 2 Chronicles 12:14, we read it. "And he did evil because," why? "Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord." We need to prepare our heart to seek the Lord in order to not do evil. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, what is evil? Well, we talked about that. What is evil is what God defines as evil. And the Bible, remember we said 44 times, said so-and-so did evil in the sight of the Lord. Or they did evil in the sight of the Lord. In other words, the phrase "evil in the sight of the Lord" is used 44 times in the Bible. And it's what's evil in God's sight is the bottom line. That's what we're talking about. What's evil in God's sight, not your sight. You are not the judge of right and wrong. Let me say that again. You, as an individual, are not the judge of right and wrong. God is the judge of right and wrong. Therefore, I don't judge. Let me make this clear. I don't judge. The Bible judges. God judges. I agree with God. Now, people will look at that and they'll look at Christians and they'll say, "You're just judging me." No, I'm not, truly. You know, really, when it comes right down to it, I don't care. Whoa. That comes as a shock to a lot of folks. you know, I really don't care about you and your sin in the natural. You know what I'm saying? There's no skin off my nose. But where I do care or have concern is I don't want you as a human being to miss God and go to hell because you haven't heard the gospel and you haven't heard the truth and you haven't heard what God says about something. So it is incumbent upon me to tell you what the Bible says, even if that comes across as judgment, not from me, but from the Lord. Now, there are those that say, well, God doesn't judge. You haven't read your Bible. He is the righteous judge. Amen. The Bible says he is. He's the only one that has the right to judge. He's the only one that knows truly what is right, what is wrong, and what should be judged and what shouldn't be judged. He's the only one that can judge and not bring any emotion into it and prejudice into it and so forth, because he is holy. He is right. God is right. There's a heavy revy for you. God is right. So don't get all bent out of shape because God says that some particular sin is evil or wrong. He's right. Rather, get in line, prepare your heart to seek the Lord, find out what he thinks, and believe to conform to that. Put yourself in a position that you seek the Lord, seek his ways, seek his thoughts, and you will find yourself living a life that is set apart unto God. A lot of people think living a holy life is hard. It's not if you just seek the Lord, seek his ways, think his thoughts, speak his words, live the life that he set before you to live. It's not hard. Amen. That's why the Bible says God's commandments are not grievous. They're not hard. Amen. We're out of time. We're going to have to go. Join us again tomorrow. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
I trust that you enjoyed the Speak Faith broadcast today. Word of Faith Ministries is a multimedia outreach ministry that provides the SpeakFaith.tv Fire TV app, the SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel, the SpeakFaith.tv live streaming internet TV network available at the web address sftv.io and the on-demand SpeakFaith.today internet video service to showcase ministries preaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. We also provide technical support and web hosting for many great churches and ministries, including Expedition Church of the Triad, Word of Faith Worship Center, and Word of Faith Radio. If you would like to partner with us to reach the world with the Word of Faith, you may do so on the web at paypal.me/speakfaith or at our mailing address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, High Point, North Carolina, 27262. For more information, visit our main website at speakfaith.org. The Speak Faith broadcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.